want to talk to you a little bit about two pathways. A friend of mine who has prophetic office gave the words some years ago about two pathways. And God had shown her that these two pathways were diametrically opposed to each other, but they actually both ended up in the same place. And they were the two pathways of the Christian. The left-hand pathway was the crowd followers, which means that they would follow the majority of what was being said, no harm in that, following what the church was doing, following the group, being very much community-minded, very much collective in their thinking and acting as one. They would be unlikely to do anything as a loner on their own. The other pathway, on the other hand, the right-hand pathway, was a singular pathway. This one was entered on your knees before God. There was no voice but His to be heard. There was no communal consideration of an action. You took your orders from Him, and when He gave them, you performed them to the best of your ability. Two completely different pathways. But they describe crowd followers or cloud followers. So my question, I suppose, for you this day is, what are you? Are you a crowd follower? Do you need people around you? Do you need the support, the prayer chain? Do you need everyone to be behind you? Do you need the approval of people? Or do you only need the approval of one? Do you only need the approval of that one master? And then you can fly in the face of any criticism or any judgment of you. Because if you have His approval, you're not seeking the approval of the many. Paul said, didn't he, it's pleasing God that tries my heart, not pleasing men. No condemnation, whichever way you are choosing to go. But sooner or later will come a T-junction, and you'll have to take a left turn or a right turn. And once you have made that decision, the pull to go one way or the other, you won't be able to turn back and join the other pathway. Because it's as though God faces you up with the decision. Are you going to be wholly mine? Is everything you have going to be laid into my hands that I can do whatsoever I will with it? Or do you just want to give me as much as is comfortable for you and be a crowd follower? There is absolutely no condemnation, whichever you choose, because the outcome will be the same. You will get to the same destination, no doubt about it. But it's how you get to that destination. What is your choice? Solidarity or solitude? Because that will be the choice you will have, really. Solidarity with the mass or solitude with Him. I hope you will enjoy thinking about this and asking Father, which path is the best one for me? Because we can't actually decide that we want to go on the path of solitude. It's something that He has planted in our hearts from before the creation of the earth. So examine yourself today to find out whether there is right deep within you a desire for the solitary path. If not, then join the crowd followers and enjoy being with them. But don't hover with one foot between the two. Make your decision and go for it with all your heart. God bless you.